Wisconsin residents have been dealing with flooding, tornadoes, and windshield-busting hail this week. A new report from the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts says that kind of extreme weather is likely to become more common. It's Thursday, April 16th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, flooding is forcing residents in parts of Outagamie and Waupaca counties out of their homes. Local officials in the area issued evacuation orders for some low-lying areas yesterday. And we'll hear about a unique school in South Central Wisconsin with a focus on outdoor education.
What might we see as we're flying around Saturn?
Ring, it's a
bag. Ooh, what might we see, Matthias?
Ring.
The rings. Do you remember what the rings are made of?
Stay with us.
Help students start and stay writing with Woobin Soccer, a free multimedia resource from PBS Wisconsin Education and UW-Madison School of Education. Collaborative arts-based activities and lessons are designed to help learners build confidence in writing and see how extraordinary their ideas are. Visit pbswisconsineducation.org to explore the Woobin Soccer collection today.
As Wisconsin is grappling with flooding and storms, researchers say the state's climate will continue to grow warmer and wetter with more extreme weather. Those are the findings of the latest report from the Wisconsin Initiative on Climate Change Impacts, or WICI. The report found Wisconsin saw its wettest decade in history from 2010 to 2019. It also found March has essentially shifted from a winter to a spring month in the last decade. Sean Kennedy says Wisconsin is dealing with unpredictable seasons and related economic impacts due to climate change. He's co-director of WICI.
Unfortunately, warming winters mean more precipitation falling as rain rather than snow, fewer reliable ice season days, and shrinking windows for these activities.
Wisconsin residents are still cleaning up the damage from severe storms that ripped through the state last night. As Joe Schultz reports, rising floodwaters had some northeast Wisconsin communities evacuating yesterday.
Pickup trucks drive through a flooded roadway in the village of Shiocton. With the Wolf River continuing to rise, the village issued an evacuation order asking residents to leave by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Resident Jim Justice was still working on his plan to get out shortly before the deadline.
If they're telling us to evacuate, it's for a reason. It's for people's safety. I just feel that you're better off going because who knows? It's unpredictable what might happen.
Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson said on social media that first responders may not be able to reach those who stay in their homes. There's also an emergency evacuation notice in place for residents of low-lying river areas of Waiwega, Fremont, and New London in Waupaca County. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Pabst Brewing Company may pay more than $2 million to the estate of a steam fitter who died after being exposed to asbestos while working for them. That's after a Wisconsin Supreme Court decision found that Pabst can be held liable for the cancer that Gerald Lebecki developed while working on the company's property. Pabst had argued that Lebecki was an independent contractor and they have different responsibilities. But in a 5-2 decision, the Supreme Court found that Pabst had an obligation to keep their site safe under Wisconsin's unique Safe Place statute, which sets higher workplace standards. In a dissent, conservative Justice Annette Ziegler said that Lebecki was responsible for the exposure because of how he did his work. She said the decision could open the door to more lawsuits about workplace injuries. A spokesperson for Pabst did not respond to WPR's request for comment. The high cost of health care is hurting Wisconsin workers and employers. That's according to a new report from economists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Hope Kerwin has more.
The report found the cost of health care and insurance has risen far faster than wages. The authors argue the rapid increase is eating into workers' pay and hurting employers' ability to compete. Alexandria Benanti says she sees these costs firsthand. She works in business development in Lake Geneva, and she says small businesses are starting to lose workers to larger employers that offer better insurance. She's considering leaving her own nonprofit job after her health insurance on the ACA marketplace dramatically increased this year.
It would really suck to have to go to a corporate place, 9-to-5 grind that, you know, just pays my health insurance, but you know, it might become a need.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association argues the report fails to acknowledge the way insurance companies are contributing to higher costs for patients. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Last week's 20-point state Supreme Court loss, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says Republicans have to realize that every election matters and show up at the polls. During an appearance on WPR's Wisconsin Today, Johnson was asked about liberal justice-elect Chris Taylor defeating conservative appeals judge Maria Lazar by the widest margin in decades. As Wisconsin's top Republican, Johnson said he didn't have a ready solution to the problem. But he said GOP voters have to realize how crucial Supreme Court races are because the party has lost the last four in a row.
If we don't want to go the way of Minnesota, we better get our act together. And voters, again, this is an individual decision. People who want their freedom, their liberty, don't want the destructive policies of radical leftists, Democrats, they have to get out and vote in every election.
Some Republican Party members in Wisconsin have called for State Chairman Brad Schimming to step down. Johnson sidestepped the question when asked if he agrees. Coming up, we'll visit Tower Rock Elementary School and hear from kids and teachers in their unusual outdoor classroom, a forest in South Central Wisconsin. That's right after this.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at WPR.org/travel.
There's a growing trend among public schools in Wisconsin and across the country holding classes in the woods or in an outdoor learning center. In South Central Wisconsin, first and second graders at Tower Rock Elementary School go to a classroom that has no walls. They spend their day exploring the forest near a soaring, sculpted bluff called Tower Rock. Wisconsin Public Radio's Kate Archer Kent paid a visit to the kids in their fresh air classroom.
You girls want to take us now?
I want to
get on the spaceship, Matthias.
Let's go to Saturn.
Ooh, should we go to Saturn and look at the rings? Okay.
A group of first graders at Tower Rock Elementary School are preparing to blast off to Saturn.
Ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
blast off! Oh my gosh! Do you feel the gravity force pushing on you?
The students are in an outdoor learning program. In small groups, they ride an imaginary rocket ship to the different planets, learning about their composition and place in the solar system.
Oh, hold on. Do you think we could fly around Saturn?
Yeah.
What might we see as we're flying around Saturn?
It's a bag.
Ooh, what might we see, Matthias?
Rings.
The rings. Do you remember what the rings are made out of?
The school only cancels the outdoor program when the wind chill factor plummets below zero. In all the elements, the students remain outdoors. But this isn't recess or free play. Every outdoor learning day is guided by a curriculum. And on this day, the students are learning how to build a solar system with Angus Mossman.
What can we say to help us remember the order of the planets?
My energetic mother,
my very energetic
mother
just served us nachos. Okay.
Nature-based education and outdoor classrooms are expanding in Wisconsin and across the country. Nationwide, there are more than 1,000 nature classroom programs in preschools alone. That's according to the nonprofit Natural Start Alliance. That's up from just a few dozen a decade ago. At least 17 Wisconsin schools have a dedicated outdoor learning day, according to state data. Tower Rock, which launched its program in 2021, is one of a handful of public, non-charter schools in Wisconsin with this learning model.
Tower Rock Elementary School is named after a giant sandstone outcrop bluff that's left over from 500 million years ago when this was all an ocean.
That is Angus Mossman, a teaching assistant and outdoor program coordinator at the school.
Sometimes we take kids up to the top of the rock and we call it the ancient beach because this used to be underwater, and we talk about how 500 million years ago, if we'd been up on top there, everything in the school would have been underwater and we'd be seeing all these crazy sea creatures.
Three teachers work together to make the outdoor classroom a reality. They pitched the idea to the district, built a curriculum, and found local and statewide funding to help sustain the new learning model. Joanna Sorg has taught in the district for 15 years. She says an early connection to nature could help the children become good stewards of the environment for life and promote a healthy community for future generations.
So we try to instill that appreciation in them, but I think being able to visit all of these places really does help with that. It's more than sitting in a classroom and saying, well, we live in a beautiful area, you should protect everything. We go out there and we're like, look at all of this. You want this to be here for your family someday. You want to continue and enjoy this, so we need to work to take care of it.
Students at Tower Rock are learning about the environment right under their feet. They helped to restore a native prairie and learned about the federally endangered rusty patch bumblebee, which is rare but can be found in Wisconsin. Here's outdoor coordinator Mossman again.
I want kids to realize that this is a special place, and if people care about it, it will stay a special place, and if people don't care about it, it might not stay a special place. And so 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds have it in their hearts to learn that, and that it stays with them for a long time.
And it seems to be connecting as I talk with third grader Elliot.
So beautiful. Do you think your school is beautiful?
Definitely. That's 100%. Yes. Not a 99.9, 100, maybe even 1,000%.
That was Kate Archer-Kent. She is co-host of WPR's Wisconsin Today. And now for a look at the forecast. A dense fog advisory remains in effect through 10 a.m. That's impacting the central part of the state through northeast areas, as well as Douglas to Iron counties. Scattered showers are also expected in the morning and areas of fog. Most spots should have sunshine in the afternoon as well as mild conditions. Highs will reach in the 60s to low 70s. And then tonight, clear to partly cloudy with lows in the mid 40s to 50s. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Our producer today was Deneen Smith. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.